Despite Sam Uffendill's denials on the show yesterday that there was nothing else to disclose, turns out, at least in some people's minds, there's something else to disclose. But exactly what is the key, and how out of control this gets is another major part of the equation. The claim is in a flat in 2003 he was a bully. He was verbally aggressive towards a female flatmate. Uffendill is now stood down as the obligatory QC is called in to investigate. So, what is a bully? What is verbally aggressive? And how, given it happened, allegedly, he denies it by the way, 20 years ago, does anyone really get to the bottom of it? And even if they come close, what's the fallout? What's the penalty? This is a mess. But then it was always going to be a mess because this is who we are, sadly. Despite all the highfalutin talk about forgive and forget, about rehabilitation, about youthful indiscretion, about moving on and growing up, we don't actually want that. We want revenge. Well, at least these two who have made the allegations do. Attacking someone, as Uffendill admitted to, as a 16-year-old isn't on. No one says it is. But going to the media to complain is not about putting it right, it's about revenge. Accusing the same person of banging on your door and yelling obscenities takes the case into the area of farce as well as petty revenge. In this day and age, we must, of course, all tread ever so carefully in case, God forbid, we offend somebody. But banging on doors, yelling obscenities, isn't dignified. But if that is now the hurdle you need to pass to enter public life, anyone who went to university, had too much to drink, is never going to ever apply for anything. What else can these complainants want other than the destruction of a public figure? And why do they get to make the allegations while under the safety of anonymity? All these years later, are you seriously telling me it only became an issue worth speaking out on now? Why? Because revenge is a powerful driver of emotion. None of this paints the young Uffendill in a good light, but he's copped to that and said sorry. How many of us with a similar light might have one or two stories we aren't proud of? This basically is a pile-on. Luxon is between a rock and a hard place. You've got to investigate. What else can you do? And where does it stop? If banging on the door and yelling is a cause for a QC, how many other stories of doors are there out there? If behaviour is the critical component here, look at Uffendill all you want. But what about the behaviour and the motive of those that look to destroy a person all these years later?